As you may have heard on our news bulletin, the central bank has fined cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase Europe a total of €21.5 million for breaching anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist monitoring obligations. The bank said the company was required to monitor customer transactions on an ongoing basis. For more, we can talk to Tom Lyons of the business website The Currency. Tom, thanks for joining us this afternoon. What did Coinbase Europe do or fail to do?
Well, Coinbase Europe, it failed to monitor certain transactions correctly, and it failed to put in certain reports to the central bank as required. But this was something that it was down to technical coding errors that occurred within the code of Coinbase, or some of the checks within Coinbase in 2021 and 2022. These were identified by Coinbase and they self-reported them to the central bank. And this then led to a huge volume of work as Coinbase had to rerun those transactions and look at the and then manually review them. In order to be able to fully report to the central bank what occurred.
Because looking at what the central bank has been saying, one of the interesting aspects to all of this is just how long it took Coinbase to tackle the problem.
Well, I think that in terms of identifying and fixing the problem, they moved quite quickly. It was just because of the sheer volume of transactions that were potentially impacted, like there's 30 million of those transactions, they all had to be, you know, they had to be worked back through and some of them had to be looked at manually. And ultimately, that led to Coinbase filing just 2,700 suspicious transaction reports with the central bank. And within those transactions, the central bank says that it did not find any criminal activity, but it did create, like, there's a huge amount of volume of work that was created by these coding errors, and that reflects just the sheer scale of the business of Coinbase. This is its European arm, but it's part of a business which is, you know, it's part of an $86 billion Coinbase cryptocurrency exchange where literally there's millions of transactions going through it on a daily basis.
How significant then is this fine, which to most of us would sound pretty large?
I think it's very significant in that it's the first enforcement outcome in the crypto sector by the central bank. Mm-hmm. In terms of numbers, just to put it in context, if you think back to the tracker mortgage scandal, you know, some of Ireland's banks were fined over 80 million in those cases. So 21 million is definitely a significant number, but it's probably on the more mid-sized in terms of fines. And that fine might have been 30 million euros, but as the central bank noted, there was full cooperation by Coinbase. So it gave it a discount back to 21 million.
Tom, thanks indeed for taking our call this afternoon. Tom Lyons there of the business website, The Currency. We'll have more for you on the news at one after a short break.